I'm Nick Lippa, filling in for Omar Fatu for this week's Behind the Bench. I'm here with Bill Hoppe. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Nick.
And the Sabres head into the holiday season with a nice win over the Ducks. They were struggling a little bit, but they ended up getting off on a good note into Christmas.
This hasn't been the easiest month for the Sabres. They set the bar high in November. They roared into first overall in the league, and they've started to stumble a bit. And to just have a solid top-to-bottom win going into Christmas, I think, was a huge boost.
And part of that play that's really gotten them a couple of wins this year has been from the goalies, and Linus Ullmark has been very hot as of late.
He's been terrific basically the whole season, and he was a bit of a question mark. He's been a starter for years and years, a starter three straight years in Rochester, and when you go to playing 50 or more games a year into playing maybe once a week or so, and you're going to play about 25, 30 games a year, that's not an easy transition, and he's embraced it. He's embraced the proper work habits, the proper attitude. He gets along great with starter Carter Hutton, and you can see the results and just how well he's been in limited action. And I think the Sabres feel very comfortable with him as their backup. I think they would feel very comfortable with him as their starter. And he's quietly been one of the NHL's top rookies.
And it's kind of funny to think that he's still a rookie because he played so many games like 3 years ago.
Yes, he's 25 now. He came up right away to Buffalo and had an impact even 3 years ago. And but he went down to the minors. He spent 3 years in Rochester. You could see him getting better. He would sporadically come up here. But basically, the last 3 years, he's been in the minors, and he's made himself into a strong North American goaltender. There were a lot of things he had to learn, and now he's kind of learning on the fly what it's like to be a backup. And he's just been quietly one of their biggest surprises, in my opinion.
And can I ask, is that a good development model to have for a goalie moving forward? Because a lot of fans in their minds are going to be thinking, hey, we got another goalie like this in the system right now in UPL.
Yes, goalies take a long time. I mean, with a few exceptions, we're seeing it with Carter Hart right now in Philadelphia, where goalies can spend a little time in the minors and teams will turn to them to carry the load. But for the most part, goalies need 2, 3, even 4 years in the minors. That's the nature of the position. It's probably the toughest position. And we talk about Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen as the Sabres goalie of the future. Right now, he's in junior. I assume he'll turn pro next year, but, I mean, he's years and years away, and that's the proper way to treat it. And we're seeing with Ullmark, as you say, that the way the Sabres treated him, letting him develop in the minors for years and years, really is paying dividends.
The Blues are coming up right now. So Ryan O'Reilly, the St. Louis Blues, what are we looking for in this game?
Well, the Blues are not very good, and Ryan O'Reilly wanted to get out of Buffalo. He was beaten down by the losing, and he's gone there, and he's been the same Ryan O'Reilly. Plays in every situation. He produces. He's probably the team's most valuable player, most versatile player, and just more losing. It's amazing the way losing has followed him for the last 3-4 seasons, but it has. And he's a guy that they expected to be a missing piece that would put them over the top in the Central Division there. And instead, it's just gone the other way, and they're tied to his big contract. He's getting a little older. They gave up a first-round pick for him. They gave up a prospect in Tage Thompson. And it's not looking good right now for the Blues.
And let's talk a little bit about, you know, that trade. We obviously have the Berglund news that was talked about last week a lot. But how about Tage Thompson and a first-round draft pick plus Sobotka moving forward for the Sabres versus where the Blues are, who might actually – that first-round pick might not actually come around this year. That might have to be next year, right?
Right. Yeah, it's lottery-protected, so the Sabres might not get it right away. And when they got that pick, most people thought, oh, the Sabres will have the Blues pick, it'll be whatever, 20-something, but that might not be the case. And this is an interesting trade because it hasn't really paid any dividends yet. Yes, Ryan O'Reilly's been good for the Blues, but he hasn't changed the team really in any way. And the Sabres, they get a bunch of assets. Tage Thompson has been good at times, but he's still very young. He's a fourth liner. I think he could develop into something special, but he's not a huge contributor yet. Vladimir Sobotka's a pretty good depth player to have. Patrick Berglund quit on the Sabres, which is maybe the oddest thing I've seen in my time around the NHL. And then, as you say, the first-round pick. So this is a trade. I mean, it's been talked about a lot. There's guys in the NHL, but not a lot has happened because of the trade yet.
is this a game that the Sabres should be expected to win, being third place in their division facing a Blues team that has not had a ton of success this year?
Oh, I think so. And St. Louis is a place they've historically struggled. They rarely win there. But, I mean, they're better than the Blues, and that's a game they should win. I mean, the Sabres are right now a playoff team. They've been one of the league's best teams, and the Blues have probably been the league's biggest disappointment. So tonight's game is a game I expect them to win. They should.
And that leads us into what expectations do we have heading into the new year? Again, it's so surprising. I don't think anybody before this year would have started in October would have said, I could see the Sabres with a top three spot in their division. I don't think anybody would have had that projected. Around 7-8 seed, a lot of wild card talk for the Sabres being that dark horse team. I think they've raised expectations heading into the new year. What are your expectations for the Sabres?
Well, they've certainly raised expectations. And like you say, a lot of people, including myself, thought they would be better, thought maybe they could contend for a wild card spot for one of the last spots there in the Eastern Conference. But here they are. It's December 27th, and they've been one of the best teams in the league. And my expectation is that they're going to make the playoffs. Maybe they fall back a little bit because the Bruins are on their heels. They just got Patrice Bergeron back. But my expectation is that the Sabres have raised the bar so much that everyone considers them a playoff team now. And if they don't make it, it would be hugely disappointing. And this is rare that they've been in this position at this time of year. You go back, we all know their recent history, how terrible they've been, but you go back to last time they made the playoffs, 2010-11, they had to have a huge comeback in the second half to make the playoffs. They were out of a playoff spot, I believe, at this time. 2011-12, the last time they contended for a playoff spot, again, bad first half, they roared back to make it interesting. So they haven't been in this position now in 9 years, since 2009-10, since they won the division and were pretty much in the driver's seat the whole season. So this is unique. And if you're a fan, enjoy this. You haven't had this in 9 years. So sit back and enjoy the final 50 games or so.
Is there one player in mind you see taking that next step?
I'm interested to see Lawrence Pilot, the rookie defenseman. He's only, I believe, 8 games into his career. I mean, the Sabres could feasibly send him back to Rochester soon. I don't think that's going to happen. But he's one of those guys, you look at him as a kind of a 40-point defenseman, an offensive defenseman, a guy play on the power play, a guy who we've seen in his first few weeks in the NHL can make a notable play kind of each game. And if he plays at that level, if the Sabres can basically add a 40-point defenseman on the fly mid-season, in Lawrence Pilot, that would be a huge boost to them. And I'm interested to see what he does over the course of the next few months.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Thank you, Nick.